Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Without my hands. You're in 95BFM, of course. It's Fancy New Band, and that was a track called OK by Baby Flame, who are in the studio. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, good.
If you would just introduce yourself and give us a little brief history of the project.
I'm Xanthi, and I'm playing drums.
I'm Lockie, I play guitar.
Basically, Baby Flame was... When we were dating, we used to jam a lot, and then the band only really came together when we broke up. But now it's a good emo breakup vibe. Yeah.
Cool.
We only got offered shows after we broke up.
Yeah.
That's cool. Sweet. But you've both performed in projects with, I guess, kind of similar sounds. I guess it kind of stems from that in a way. But like Courtney Haight with you, Xanthi, and of course Royds. I guess why did you kind of decide to, I guess, well, in saying that though, I guess when you're jamming and you're playing in bands like that, I guess that sound, this kind of sound kind of comes naturally, but were you kind of drawn to this style kind of instantly or like?
I think both of us are pretty into heavy music, especially like New Zealand sort of heavy buzz, but Courtney Haight was a lot more spacey and minimal, especially with the drums. So I think that I've still kind of got the style of drumming, but it's just a bit more hectic and a bit more fast and loud.
Yeah, I feel like that I'm able to take things that I write on guitar to Xanthi, and like that's kind of what makes, you know, Xanthi brings this whole thing to the table that I can't really do.
I mean, because
it sounds.
I mean, because
like
you were playing.
Compromise.
You were playing bass before, Lockie. I guess what's the change to guitar like? Is it fine or?
I'm really not into the fact that there's like, all the strings are really small and there's more of them.
True.
I usually only use the top four strings, like on the bass.
But a lot of your solo music you write on guitar.
Yeah. I guess I actually have been playing guitar for a little while, but I only ever got taught on bass, so I'll rip bass till I die.
It's interesting though, because you're a two-piece anyway, but your sound kind of like complements the fact that you don't have a bassist, because it's so like heavy, but like kind of fills that space where a bassist would kind of like be in a mix. I guess why not a bassist, and would you add any other musicians or a bassist to the band?
Well, we've talked about it. We've talked about like getting in someone. We have a song that we play at the end of our set that I just do like yelling and not drums. So we always get someone in to play drums for that. Mm. But we don't actually have a third member. I don't know if it would ruin the emo breakup intense vibes, or if it would be good, I don't know.
Maybe you've got to find someone who's also in a breakup and is also very emotional.
Cool.
I guess inspirations, I'm interested to know, maybe in terms of this project or just in general really, if you've got any that are local or international.
For this project, my inspo, and probably for both of us, is Slint, Duster, The Locust, All Seeing Hand, Earth Tongue, The Maidens, Wax Chattels.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I mean, Simple I'd plan. Say Alex G, because we covered Alex G. I don't know. Those are all true.
A lot of those bands are kind of two pieces anyway.
Yeah.
And also like three pieces, but I guess. Yeah, like the whole like heavy minimalist like band buzz, I think, is definitely being prominent. And you were saying that in New Zealand, like
just like New Zealand's got, I think, a pretty up and coming like prominent heavy scene. Oh, and like Soda Boys and people like that as well. Like, there's quite a scene happening at the moment, I think.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, you guys are fairly fresh anyway. I asked you this morning, and you don't have any music up online, but from what I've heard, it's great anyway. I mean, would you want to look into like recording some demos or just keep it like a live, like jammy band?
thinking to get an EP.
Yeah, I think recording would be good. It's more just like haven't had the time to do it. And also was that when we actually played a gig, it was the end of the year and everyone was busy doing shit.
We kind of just like learnt the set.
Yeah.
And we haven't really gone too far.
How many songs have you like got together?
Like a whole set. Like I've got like 5 originals, and then usually we play 2 Duster songs as well.
Cool. Yeah, the last set we played, that was the buzz. Like we started off just covering 2 Duster songs, and then we just played 5 original ones.
Would you be keen for like more live acts?
Yeah.
Or band? More like gigs. Cool.
Yeah, I reckon.
Sweet. Well, hey, thanks again for coming up. You're going to play one more called Fibonacci, which I'm excited to hear. I guess you guys don't really have any kind of online presence with Baby Flame, but you're saying you might make a Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Or you can just follow us individually. LJ Flame.
You'll get like the exclusive like hookups with shit.
Social media is just like a lot of effort I just enjoy playing. I don't really care too much.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Just head along to the live shows. You just gotta know. It's just
maybe next gig. Before the next gig we play, we'll make a Facebook page. Just so they can tag us in the event page.
Yeah, true.
Sweet. Generate some hype. It's all about economics.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to set up for those people listening. We're joined in a studio by Baby Flame for Fancy New Band. This next track is Fibonacci. We're going to set up and we'll be right back.
Fancy New Band.
Thank you.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.